This is a special message from Mike Adams to all the leaders in independent media, alternative media, influencers, experts, etc. We spent 2 years and about $2 million building a really revolutionary AI system, and it's available for you completely free of charge right now. And you can download it and you can start using it today. And you can run it locally if you wish. It will cost you nothing, and it cannot be censored ever. You can also run an online version through a browser if you wish. I'll tell you about that. And the reason this is so important, I believe, is because this is the only AI model in existence that has been trained on an enormous quantity of information that comes from alternative media. This model can write stories, it can write social media posts, it can rewrite anything you give it. It can correct errors. It can translate into Spanish and other languages, many languages. It can do all the things that can help you save time, or it can amplify your intention as an independent media influencer or journalist or writer. And you no longer have to use ChatGPT, which is heavily, heavily biased in favor of mainstream, you know, deep state narratives or big pharma or pro-vaccines, pro-abortion, pro-climate cultism, and all that nonsense. So you could think of this engine as a truthful version of ChatGPT, although it's not affiliated with ChatGPT. It's the truthful version that can do all the things that ChatGPT does, but rooted in liberty and truth and holistic health and much more. And I believe this is the reason I'm sharing this with so many important people. I believe that if you don't begin to use something like this, that you're going to find it increasingly difficult to compete in a world of content where the content is increasingly semi-automated or in some cases fully automated. For example, there are people right now that are using ChatGPT to write, you know, so-so stories about health or herbs or something like that or whatever's in the news. And you see those stories out there. They're so-so. But because of the release of this engine, which we call Enoch, and the website where you can download it, by the way, is brightu.ai. That's the word bright followed by the letter u.ai. Click on downloads. You can download the GGUF file right there, which is all you need to run it locally. Or you can use the engine right there at that website free of charge if you just want to try it out. You can use it every day, actually, right there on the website. But as you're using the engine, you'll find out that this can save you a tremendous amount of time and it can amplify your effort. And I believe that, again, people who aren't using this kind of technology are going to fall behind the curve of what's possible. And a beautiful thing about this technology, when it's used in good faith, in a pro-human, pro-liberty point of view, is that it helps us, those of us in independent media, it helps us compete with mainstream media. See, mainstream media has all the money and all the advertising and all of the, you know, the free plugs on Wikipedia and everywhere else, because everybody looks at CNN or Fox News or whoever, or New York Times, and says, well, they're the authorities, you know. So the bottom line is, this can produce all the content that you would normally produce with your direction, and you become the architect of the content. You're the planner, right? And remember, I don't intend for this tool to replace human beings, but rather to replace the tedious tasks of being a typist or, you know, just slapping words together. Nobody needs to do that anymore. You simply plan out what you want it to say. You could provide specific bullet points or direction, and then this tool puts the words together for you. So if you have staff that are currently writing articles for you, you should give them this tool, teach them how to use it. Number one, their productivity is going to go up, you know, 5x or more. And then secondly, this is going to free up their time to do more important tasks for your company, which could be, you know, planning marketing events or planning content, planning whatever, or learning more technology, learning more automation in order to be more effective. And this is how everybody is going to be able to compete effectively against the corrupt corporate media and all the corrupt NGOs and governments that are lying to us constantly. See, we're in an information war. You know, Alex Jones was right to call it the info war. And in the information war, we have to use these technologies and tools to amplify our voices of truth and liberty and holistic health and wellness to help teach people to say no to the false narratives of the mainstream. Now, you'll need to be a prompt engineer, which means you just need to learn how to do basic prompting. If you don't get the results you want out of the engine, then you need to just alter your prompt and you'll get the results you want, because it can say anything and it can write in any style that you can possibly imagine. It can do it. You just need to know how to ask it correctly. And so once you start using these tools, if you don't know what prompt engineering is, simply ask it. You can say, hey, tell me what is prompt engineering, or teach me about prompt engineering, or give me guidelines on how to be a more effective prompt engineer. Just ask it questions and it will start to teach you. And then you're off and running. You can even ask it technical support questions. So if you're having, you know, tech issues, your iPhone's not working, the Wi-Fi stopped working, your Windows has a problem, just ask it and it will help you troubleshoot those problems. So this can also help aid your entire operation in terms of technical capabilities, not just content generation. It can do lots of things. I mean, things you might not have even thought of. So there are two ways to use this tool. I'm going to walk you through some of the steps to use it beginning right now. First, you can just use it quickly online through any web browser, and it's free. So just go to brightu.ai, and there you can start asking prompts. You know, type in your prompts. And if you scroll down on the homepage, there's a wellness coach, and there's a financial coach, and there's an ingredients analyzer. And these are just special sort of personalities of the engine. It has the same knowledge, but it is heavily trained in these areas of wellness, health, nutrition, finances, honest money, etc. So it's going to give you very good answers in those areas. If you want to download the model and use it locally yourself, where you don't need an internet connection, and you have total control, and you can use it even when the power grid goes down, you know, I mean, it's just a standalone free model that you can run yourself, then go to the downloads page on that same website, brightu.ai, download the GGUF file. It's about 7 gigabytes, the smallest one is. We'll be posting larger files and larger models over time as we continue to train more models. But the smallest one is a 7 gigabyte download, and you need a local graphics card, like a gaming card from NVIDIA. Something small can even work, like a 4060 card. As long as it has around 8 gigabytes of RAM on the card, then it can run this model. You know, 8 or more. It can run the model, no problem. And at that point, you're going to have your own local knowledge base, your own local article generator, your own local Wikipedia, your own ChatGPT equivalent, and nobody can stop it. Nobody can censor it. Nobody can spy on you. You can ask it anything. Nobody knows what you're asking it. It's the ultimate decentralized content creation technology. It's the most important thing that I've ever released in my life. And we spent about 2 years and $2 million building this thing. And if you knew what I went through in order to build this thing, you know, you'd be probably pretty amazed, I suppose. I don't know. But I learned a lot, and now we know how to do this really, really well, and we're building more, and we're going to release more. They will always be free. So you'll want to stay in touch with, you know, my content. You can follow me on brightown.com. My channel is HR Report. You can see my broadcasts each day. Sometimes they're called BBN, which is Brightown Broadcast News, or HRR, Health Ranger Report. You can follow me on X at Health Ranger. I'll announce all the new models there. Also, you can follow me on brightown.social or naturalnews.com or, well, other places. And I'll keep you posted about all of these models, all the technology that we are releasing. And now let me talk about the content areas that it is trained on. because this is the real value of what we have built. It's not simply that it's an engine that does all these things like content creation, translation, etc. It's the fact that we curated an incredible data set of knowledge, hundreds of millions of pages of content on topics like wellness and natural health, health freedom, but also financial freedom, honest money, gold and silver, decentralization of finances, the history of the central bank and the Federal Reserve, content from interviews I've done with people I've trained with, like Ron Paul or Peter Schiff or Andy Schechtman or David Morgan and many, many others. And on top of that, we've trained on about 10,000 books and millions of pages of content on scientific studies, transcripts, etc., and plus millions of pages from various websites. And some content creators donated their content for the purpose of this training. For example, Dr. Joseph Mercola at Mercola.com donated his content, and we thank him for that. Sayer G at Green Med Info donated his content. Children'sHealthDefense.org allowed us to spider their website. We also spider the sites of the Alliance for Natural Health. David Morgan let us use all the transcripts of all of his YouTube videos, which is a few thousand. And similar types of things. Tyne Bollinger from The Truth About Cancer, The Truth About Vaccines. They sent us all their transcripts for all their interviews they've ever done over 15 years or whatever it's been. And all of that became knowledge in the model. So there's nothing like this on the planet. ChatGPT doesn't even come close. Grok doesn't even come close. There's no comparison. You ask it, seriously, ask a question about vaccines or cancer cures using herbs, or how about this? Ask it a question about detoxification of the spike protein or the dangers of mRNA jabs. Ask that question of our model and then ask the same question at ChatGPT or Grok. And from ChatGPT, you're going to get a whole bundle of propaganda. It's like, oh, all vaccines are safe and effective and they work great and you shouldn't question vaccines. And, you know, it starts lecturing you, you know? Yeah, we don't do that nonsense. So our model tells you the truth about vaccines, about cancer, about history, about gold, about 9/11, you know, false flag operations, you name it. We've trained it on survival and preparedness, information, off-grid living, home gardening, food production, food preservation techniques, rural skill sets. We trained it on the instruction manuals for how to assemble and disassemble 3,000 firearms. So it knows how to clean any gun that practically any gun that's ever been made. And on and on and on. All kinds of things. Science papers, you know, knowledge from so many different areas, including geopolitics and war and the history of the rise and fall of civilizations. You can ask it anything in human knowledge. I mean, well, let me qualify that. Anything that matters. We did not train it on sports because I don't care about sports. I did not train it on luxury fashion goods like high heels and purses and what have you. Who cares? I did not train it on entertainment, Hollywood, movies, TV, even the travel industry, taking a cruise. Yeah, I don't care. I didn't train it on any of that stuff. Because in my view, none of that matters. What matters is knowledge about economics, about health, about, you know, reality, knowledge, like there are only two genders, for example. You know, that matters. I trained it on information that's real, information that matters for human civilization, information that I think, if you're listening to this, that's what you're interested in. Because this is not a sports channel. This is not a gambling show. You know, we don't care about people playing blackjack or whatever. Who cares? We care about the future of human civilization and the knowledge that can enable that. I mean, can we even survive the financial collapse or the currency reset? Can we survive the rise of the robots? You know, can we survive World War III if that breaks out? You know, these are the questions that concern me. And that's what we built into this tool. So, when you download it and use it, you're getting $2 million of my company's money, investment, plus 2 years of my time that have been put into this, and it's at your fingertips. So please use it. Now, if you do use it, if you choose to use it, the way you can help me is simply by giving us credit. You know, recommend our website, recommend our tools, recommend brightu.ai. You can also, by the way, you can cite the Enoch language model in your stories. If you're writing a story and you need a quote, you can just go prompt our language model, and then you can take a good paragraph from the answer and you can put that into your story and you can cite it to, you know, Enoch, the AI engine, the AI analysis said the following. Boom, there's your quote. Perfectly acceptable to do that because you've given it a citation. And of course, anything that you can do to help us publicize the model is going to help with the goals that I've set out, you know, to reach 1 billion people. And we're going to keep releasing more and more models, larger models over time, but importantly, more training data. So I'm currently going through the entirety of all human knowledge that has ever been published, which is quite a bit. I mean, there's a lot. Humans have been very busy writing stuff for centuries, it turns out, in all kinds of languages. It's shocking when you try to deal with all of that. It's a lot of files. It's a lot of storage. It's a lot of processing of, well, translations and so on. But that's what I do. This has become a passion for me to do this. And so we're going to keep building better and better models that are larger and that have even more knowledge and that function as even better and better tools for all the things that you do and the things that we need done as content creators and educators and influencers. So stay tuned. You know, we're only just beginning, actually. I can see us releasing at least 4 new models a year. And you'll always find those on the downloads page at brightu.ai. And they're always going to be free. Oh, and finally, I should mention one thing. If you're a large organization and you want us to build a model for you that's kind of like our model, but with your information in it or your branding or gives responses that are better for your organization. Like if you're a country and you want to release a free wellness engine for your population to use to be healthier, but you want to have it branded for like your Ministry of Health or whatever, you want to have your websites mentioned in the answers. We know how to do that because that's, you know, we've demonstrated that. We've mastered that. So you can reach out to us. Just email inquiries. That's I-N-Q-U-I-R-I-E-S. Inquiries at brightu.ai. If you email us there, and that's only for inquiries about, you know, building custom engines. Or if you want to donate to us a large set of content that you would like to contribute to the project, then we are open to that. Now, we already have almost everything that's ever been published, but we don't have everybody's websites. So if you've got a website, if you've got like 50,000 or more articles and you want to contribute that to the training of the model, we welcome that and we'd be happy to take that in and have it influence the model and give you credit for it and give you back a model that you can use yourself. You could use it in-house, etc. We know how to do this. I'm running this on 48 GPU workstations, and I'm upgrading the GPUs all the time. Also, we put, I mean, I don't know, probably at least $1 million of all this money is in all the hardware that it takes to do this. So we've got a massive infrastructure to do all this very quickly now. We know the techniques. We know how it works. We can produce finished AI engines, downloadable models, or online engines that can do whatever you want them to do. Plus, we support human freedom and knowledge, and we're anti-censorship, as you well know. So reach out to us there if you want to work with us on something like that. Thanks for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, the founder of Brighteon.com, and also the founder of the Brighteon AI Engines, which is, of course, brightu.ai, or you can just go to brighteon.ai and it will forward you automatically. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.
Beet juice is a refreshing beverage that can help you stay energized. You can easily incorporate beet juice into your daily routine with Groovy Bee Organic Freeze-Dried Beet Juice Powder. Only at healthrangerstore.com.